A good Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Noach, Tavshin Ayin Tes. After a brief hiatus, we are now back to the weekly Parsha podcast, and we hope that you will continue to enjoy the Divrei Torah said on this forum. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, the beginning of the Parsha, the first Pasuk, Ela told us, Noach, Noach, Ish Tzadik, Tomim Hoya B'Dereisov. These are the generations of Noach. Noach was a Tzadik, and he was perfect in his generation. Rashi, of course, the famous Rashi everybody knows. Rashi says, why is it that the Torah says B'Dereisov in his generation? So there's two days, there are two opinions in Rashi. One day is that even had he lived in the generation of Avram Avinu, he would have been a tzaddik just like Avram. And the other shot is that had he lived in the generation of Avram Avinu, he would not even come close to Avram Tzaddik. There's a very interesting question that I saw this year that I've never seen before. And that is that according to this second shot that's brought by Rashi, the Torah seems to be taking a point and telling us that Noach was not objectively righteous and was only regarded as such in comparison to the people of his time. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, that when the Torah describes animals that are not kosher, the Torah doesn't say that they're tamei. The Torah says einenu tahira, that they're not tahar. And this is because we don't want to talk disparagingly of these animals that they are treif. So one would certainly make the jump, and we can definitely assume that if the Torah would not add words to shame an animal, so why is the Torah adding words to shame Noach? Is there a lesson in this idea of Dereisov, of his being a tzaddik only in his generation, not in any other generation, that we absolutely cannot live without, and that we needed to teach us a timely lesson? It must be that the Torah is emphasizing that Noach was less than perfect in order to teach us something important that we would not have been able to learn without knowing this detail. We know that Noach built a teva for 120 years. We know that he was supposed to build that teva, or he did build that teva, in order to try to be mashpia, in order to try to influence the people of his generation to do teshuvah. Unfortunately, Noach was not matzliach. He did not get to where he had to get to. He was not able to influence the generation to do tshuva. He was not able to influence the generation to do tshuva. He himself was able to be saved. Why was he able to be saved? And perhaps we can give a little bit of a twist on the word teva. The word teva means an ark, but it also means a word. A word of tshuva and a word of tefillah. That when a person has raging floodwaters all around him, and he has things going on around him, no matter what madrega he's on, no matter where he's holding spiritually, he has an opportunity to do tshuva and to daven, to use the teva, to use the power of words, to use the power of tefillah, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him have hatzlacha and to get him out of the tzara. And that is the lesson of Noach. The lesson of Noach is that even if a person thinks that I'm not on such a high spiritual level, who am I to go and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who am I to go and to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save me, to help me, to do my will, to get me out of this problem? I could be so much better. I could be such a better Jew. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to help me? Noach went into the teva. He used the lesson of the teva, and we should use the lesson of the teva in two aspects. Number one is that when a person realizes that he is not on the madriga that he should be, of course he has to look inside. He has to go into the teva. He has to insulate himself and try to take himself away from all the averus that he's doing, take himself away from the havli olam hazeh, from the futile parts of this world, and try to focus on doing tshuva and ma'asim tovim, learning Torah, giving tzedakah, all the things that are important. And the second thing is he has to focus on the word teva. That even when one feels all is lost, he has to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me, please give me hatzlacha, please let me do what I have to do, please give me what I need so that I can be matzliach in order to serve you fully. And that is the lesson of the Torah telling us that Noach may not have been the greatest tzaddik, in order to encourage us to never look at our deficiencies and the opposite, to try to overcome them and to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask Him to help us from the bottom of our hearts and to do tshuva shlema. A good Shabbos to everybody.